Hey, Sonny, it's Leon here calling in from digitalbounds.com. I was listening to your latest episode where you were talking about getting your MVP out, but you mentioned something. You mentioned how you can burn out on something and you need to focus. What happens, like, when you burn out? Like, what do you do? Like, you've been working on multiple things that I know of, so how do you stay, I guess you'd say, unburned out? Like, how do you stay, like, motivated in all of it? Love to hear it, and talk to you later.
Hey, Leon. Thanks for calling in. So you bring up a really good question on the topic of burnout and how to stay motivated, while working on a project or multiple projects. So I want to come up with first an example, something that I feel like, I personally experienced multiple times, and I feel is pretty common experience for anyone, especially anyone that's, into building startups and working on side projects. So this use case or this example of when you come up with an idea and you're really excited on that day that you come up with the idea. So on that day one, you get really excited, and I feel like you kind of lose a sense of reality during that excitement, so it's hard to scope things out properly. You don't think about the obstacles that you might come across. And so, you're really excited for the first day, first week, however long. But then later on, that excitement kind of starts to decline and you realize, like, oh man, there's actually a lot of work that's going to have to be put in. And you might also come across problems, or not might, but you actually will come across problems. Whether it's like software, or maybe you're like building a podcast or a blog, or you're going to run into issues no matter what you do. And you just kind of start to get, less motivated about the idea, because you're in that, journey to, to finish that product, but you run into a lot of issues. And eventually, you just get burnt out, right? You just kind of stop working on it completely, and, you get really demotivated. You almost like fall into a sense of depression sometimes. There's different levels of burnout. So I wanted to, use that example to define like a typical example of a burnout, in case anyone is unfamiliar with this topic. And so the next part is how to deal with it, right? How to first prevent it, and then second, how to recover from burnout. So first, how to deal with it. I would say that I personally try to keep a sense of reality as much as possible and not let that excitement take over. So, for example, in that first day, you're really excited, and when you're scoping out the project, you don't really think about the problems that might arise, or you don't like think of as many problems as possible. So that's what I would do. I would think about all the potential problems that could happen, and think about how each problem could, delay the time it takes to build, to finish out that product. And that's where like the concept of the MVP is really important. It's hard when you're excited, it's hard to, think about reducing features, but it's really important to make sure that you don't work too hard and, try to pull in every single feature you can think of, because again, you get really excited and you're like, oh man, we can do this, we can do that. But I think it's really important early on to just slow down, chill, and think about, okay, realistically, how are we going to release this as fast as possible? So you want to simplify things as much as possible, reduce the amount of features, just scope things out to an MVP. And also just reduce the amount of work that you're doing while you're building that product. So, don't have like, don't work like hours on end each and every day. I would say limit it and try to, do like, an hour a day or half an hour a day, whatever just seems realistic, as opposed to, oh, I want to, finish this product as quickly as possible. That's the easiest way to get burnt out. So I'm trying not to run out of time here. And I would also add on to that, task things out where you're completing things in chunks versus thinking about the big picture and then getting really worked over, like, oh man, there's so much stuff I need to do, you end up not doing it, and that's how you get burned out really easily. So I would say those are some tips on preventing burnout. And then if you feel that you've already been burnt out, to like how to recover, it's pretty simple, like just take a break if you can. It can be a day, a couple days, a week, anything like that. So yeah, that's all I got to say on that. Hopefully that helps. And thanks again for the call-in. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.